نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. This is small surah, but the Mufassirin have said, and some of the awliya and the early Mufassirin have said, if Allah Ta'ala had not revealed the whole of the Quran and revealed only this verse, that itself would have contained the teachings of Islam, what Islam is all about. First thing, we read this surah almost every day, but hardly we understand, hardly we realize the thrust of the surah, what it's talking about. First thing is the first word, was asr. Asr means time, but not in the ordinary sense. In the Quran, there are other term has been used for time. But why Allah Ta'ala chose the term asr? Asr actually means that is to squeeze something. That's why the Jews, you know, asir, if you go to Saudi Arabia, call asir. Because asr namaz, because that's the end of the day, okay, and the squeezing of the day. Here, Allah Ta'ala chose the word asr because the time, that is the future and the present and the task and the past. Every day, every time is happening, every second it is happening. But then the time that we have, this will be interrupted at the point of death. But the time will continue until the end, that in the Qiyamah also at the same time. So this time, it starts from the time of the birth of the person, continues with little interruption, but continues to the next. So the man is in loss, Allah Ta'ala says, insan. Allah says, did not say here Muslim or mu'min. It says the man. And this is true as a whole. So the man is in loss, because the thing is this, the future is secure, the present is secure, and then the past is secure. And every second, every minute, the future is becoming the present, and the present becoming the past. So the thing is this, it's a connected, interconnected right from the beginning to the end. This is what Allah Ta'ala is talking about. Then Allah Ta'ala makes an exception. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those people who have accepted Iman and they did the Amal Saleh. Now, as you know, Iman, we all have said, we have Mu'min, we are Muslim. There's a difference between a Mu'min and a Muslim. Iman means complete submission, inward and outward. And Muslim means a submission, could be outward, that's all. Doesn't have to be inward. That's why Quran makes a distinction. And therefore, Allah Ta'ala says, a man is in loss, except those people who accepted Iman. Now, Iman starts in your heart, and then you say on your tongue. If there is a discrepancy between your heart and your mind, you say this is hypocrisy. But Islam wants complete submission on your heart and on your tongue also at the same time. When these two things combine, then the next stage will come. Because when you say, I'm a mu'min, and you say with your tongue, that's your claim. And claim requires a proof. And proof is in your deeds. That's why Quranic verses are full of Aminu Amilu Salihat, Aminu Amilu Salihat. And therefore, Allah Ta'ala said, marriage and loss, except those who have accepted Iman, in the two sons that I have explained, that in the heart and on his tongue, and that Iman is supported by his deeds. إِلَّذَا آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now this means that عَمَلُ الصَّالِح, good deed. Now then the question arises, who decides good and bad? How do you do that? Ask anybody for that matter, they will say my culture or my reasoning thing. So the question will be arrived at whose reasoning, your reasoning or mine, your wisdom or mine. Which tradition, which society tradition. Lots of questions because you will not be able to decide. And therefore Allah Ta'ala said, Amal Saleh is that Amal Saleh which Allah and Rasulullah said, this is Amal Saleh. Not what you and I say, what Amal Saleh is. Now therefore, if it is Amal Saleh, this means there will be Amal Ghair Saleh. There will be a good deed and there also will be a bad deed also. So the next question arises, who decides about good and bad? Who says what? And then this Amal also has two types. One is which is apparent, everybody sees, everybody knows. We are making namaz, we are making roza, we are iftar, going to hajj, or whatever. Everybody sees that. But then there are things which is hidden, which is in your heart, which is thing there. This is where the problem comes in. As far as we are concerned, we observe the apparent deeds as such, which is easier to handle. If you want to be holy, you can become holy for 1 hour, half an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. There are those people who are fake peer or whatever, they fake them the whole day. But they will go home with something else. So as far as being truth to your deeds and to your iman, then there had to be the inside also had to be clean. So one is the outside, other is the inside. Now, outside is easier to handle. It is the inside which becomes difficult. That's why it requires the training. That's why it requires somebody to tell you how to deal with this kind of thing. And that's why Rasulullah Sallam used to say, At-taqwa hauna, at-taqwa hauna, Rasulullah Sallam indicated towards his heart. When you say hauna, hauna, the Sahaba ask, what is hauna? What are you talking about? He said, Rasulullah Sallam, Allah wa yal qalb, it is the heart. This is where the problem comes in. And therefore, the first thought of anything to do enters into your heart. And then you put it into action. This is Allah Ta'ala's grace. Really, it is Allah Ta'ala's grace that we are not caught for bad thought as such. But if you put that bad thought into action, then you are caught. And just imagine, if whether Muslim, non-Muslim, muttaqi, ghair muttaqi, whoever, it is nafs, which is heart, all kinds of thoughts agree. As Thani Mutra said, it is like a highway. Things are coming and going. But the thing is this, when you put that bad thought into practice, then Allah Ta'ala catches you. This is Allah Ta'ala's mercy. So now you know that there are types, that the good deeds decided by Allah and Rasulullah Sallam, and then the two types, that is the apparent deeds and the hidden deed. It is the hidden deed which requires most effort to correct ourselves. Now, and then after that comes the namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, and then the everyday work that we do, whatever it is, and then our mamlaat. How do you deal with each other? Do you cheat as a businessman, as a doctor, as a husband, as a wife? In all capacity, it is required that all the deeds that we are doing, as Allah Ta'ala has asked, as Rasulullah has asked. And therefore, the man will be in loss if he is going defaulting any of these things there. But then Allah Ta'ala has given us a leeway by saying, all right, if you have forget anything, or even if you did deliberately something, then Allah Ta'ala has provided you a means to get over with it, tawbah and istighfar. What is tawbah? Tawbah is to the whatever wrong we have done, ask Allah Ta'ala for that forgiveness. And istighfar is to ask Allah Ta'ala to save you from the future sin. That's why. So you must understand this. They will say tawbah, Allah Ta'ala says, the Persian couple says, sadbar tawbah shikasti, sadbar baza. You break your tawbah 100 times, 100 times you come back to me. Allah Ta'ala likes it, because tawbah yatubu means to turn back, come back. To come back to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala likes it. Allah Ta'ala says, tawbah rahim, I will accept your tawbah. And therefore, once it is done, ask tawbah, but man is man. It will happen. So therefore, astaghfirullah bi kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. This will continuously on our tongue. And istighfar, asking Allah Ta'ala to save us from the future sin. But a man is after a man. He may commit something. Whether he is a buzrug or not buzrug, it happens. And therefore, continuously it is asked. And therefore, now you understand, wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa allazina amanu wa amilu salihat. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. تَوَاسَوْا means they advise each other of the truth of Islam that is there, which is there. You know, they keep reminding each other. تَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. The idea is that you are good, your society should be good, your family should be good, your home should be good, your friends should be good. You know, the Islam talks about the whole society, not only your home or your own thing, yourself, your family, and the bigger the thing. The smallest circle is the home, the house. And the biggest circle is the state. So we are talking about that they keep reminding each other of the truth which Islam has provided. Tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bil sabr, tawasaw bil haqq. The thing is what is the haqq and what is sabr? What is sabr? Tawasab sabr, tawasab haq. That means, sabr means not helplessness. Sabr means whatever command Allah Ta'ala has given and whatever difficulties come in the way, you overcome it and do it. This is sabr. Not helplessness. Tawasab haq, what tawasab sabr? What the haq that you have been tawasing, the haq that we have been advising, there may be difficulty in performing certain haq. So therefore, you face the difficulty whatever is coming and you do it. Don't leave it. Don't give it up. But continue. This is what it means. That's why it's Allah Ta'ala. Now if you read the whole of the surah, it's give you a different meaning also. Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa allazina amanu wa amilu salihat wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bil sabr. Now you understand the thrust of the surah which is doing. وآخر دعوانا رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته